Glory, glory to God.
Glory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you got hands to raise? Woo. Aren't you got a mouth you can say, praise the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, you know, the enemy will try to get you to look at this and that. But I'm so glad I got feet to walk on. I got hands to raise, eyes to see, mouth to praise God and glorify Him for all of His goodness. Hallelujah. The Lord is so good. Amen. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. So what are we going to do? We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. The enemy tried to spoil it, but Jesus defeated him when? 2,000 years ago, and that blood still stands strong. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad about it? Glory to God. Amen. All the stuff that's going on, Jesus told us that we'll see someday, but I, in the kingdom of God, everything is fine, nice, fantastic. Amen. Glorious. Oh, we are on the throne. He's on the throne, and we are seated at Him at His right hand with Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we have everything to praise God. Praise Him. Thank you for leading us in some praise and amen and glory to God. See, can I get this thing? Got a little ring. Can y'all handle it? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And God is good. Amen. And nothing's going to change. It's going to get better. Amen. Amen. But those that's outside of Christ, that's why we're here tonight. And those of you that are viewing us live streaming, we are so glad you could join us, because in the kingdom of God, everything is fine, fine, fine. This kingdom will stand and last forever and ever and ever. Oh, in this life on the earth, we will experience test, trial. We'll experience all that. We'll have opposition, but great is He. That's what? In you, in us, in you, in me, in us, than he that is in the world. Be of good cheer. Why? Because I have, Jesus said what? I have overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Glory to God. Amen. And not only has he overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, but now he made his home in us. We are the house of God. We are the body of Christ. We are his dwelling place. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And, you know, and you just think about it. You had a good day to work, and You might have expended some energy and might be feeling a little fatigue and all that, but that ain't got nothing to do with your mouth. Amen. Amen. It's just it's a choice. It's a decision. I'm not going to let my feeling outweigh my praise. Hallelujah. This is a good day. I want to take a few minutes. I'm thinking I'm going to be brief. You know, when I think like that, we're just going to follow the Spirit of God. I'm going to take a few minutes and encourage you. Amen. And I want you to open your Bible with us to James chapter 1. I've been fortunate enough to read lots of Brother Hagin material. Matter of fact, when I attended Rhema, we studied a lot of his material, and it was classroom material. that we was taught from. And this at the end of every one of the chapters, just about every in many of those books, it's, and that's what I'm going to talk about tonight, being a doer of the word. A doer and not a hearer only. Doer gets the good, hearers go without. If you just hear the word and then forget it, you don't get anything. But if you do the word, you'll get the results that the word said that God. You know, Jesus is the word of God, right? And he, when he was here in flesh, he was the will of God in action. If you want to know what God would do, just look at what Jesus did. He was the will of God in action in while he was here in flesh. And then God said to us in Romans, excuse me, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, I believe. He said to us, all the promises in him are yes and what?
Amen.
Amen. Every promise God made to us in Christ, they are yes and amen. So that shouldn't be any drawback when we hear the word. We hear what he says. We understand what he says. That shouldn't be any drawback. That shouldn't be any reasoning coming up and hesitation. We ought to be a what? Doer of the word.